physical problems. Then, on the night itself, a lot of them get sick, and a huge number die. Nobody really knows why this happens, but the statistics prove that it does. Horse vets never have time to sleep on full moon nights. They're so busy.
Interesting, said Kumiko.
An eclipse of the sun is even worse, though. Nothing short of a tragedy for horses. You can't begin to imagine how many horses die on the day of a total eclipse. Anyhow, all I want to say is that right this second, horses are dying all over the world. Compared with that, it's no big deal if you take out your frustrations on somebody. So don't let it bother you. Think about the horses dying. Think about them lying on the straw in some barn under the full moon, foaming at the mouth, gasping in agony. She seemed to take a moment to think about horses dying in barns. Well, I have to admit, she said with a note of resignation, you could sell anybody anything. All right, then, I said. Change your clothes and let's go out for a pizza. That night, in our darkened bedroom, I lay beside Kumiko, staring at the ceiling and asking myself just how much I really knew about this woman. The clock said 2 a.m. She was sound asleep. In the dark, I thought about blue tissues and patterned toilet paper and beef and green peppers. I had lived with her all this time, unaware how much she hated these things. In themselves, they were trivial, stupid, something to laugh off, not make a big issue out of. We'd had a little tiff and would have forgotten about it in a couple of days, but this was different. It was bothering me in a strange new way, digging at me like a little fishbone caught in the throat. Maybe, just maybe, it was more crucial than it had seemed. Maybe this was it, the fatal blow. Or maybe it was just the beginning of what would be the fatal blow. I might be standing at the threshold of something big, and inside lay a world that belonged to Kumiko alone, a vast world that I had never known. I saw it as a big, dark room. I was standing there holding a cigarette lighter, its tiny flame showing me only the smallest part of the room. Would I ever see the rest, or would I grow old and die without ever really knowing her? If that was all that lay in store for me, then what was the point of this married life I was leading? What was the point of my life at all if I was spending it in bed with an unknown companion? This was what I thought about that night, and what I went on thinking about long afterwards from time to time. Only much later did it occur to me that I had found my way to the core of the problem. 3. Multicano's Hat. Sherbet Tone and Allen Ginsberg and the Crusaders. I was in the middle of preparing lunch when the phone rang again. I had cut 2 slices of bread, spread them with butter and mustard, filled them with slices of tomato and cheese, set the whole on the chopping board, and I was just about to cut it in half when the bell started ringing. I let the phone ring 3 times and cut the sandwich in half. Then I transferred it to a plate, wiped the knife, and put that in the cutlery drawer before pouring myself a cup of the coffee I had warmed up. Still, the phone went on ringing, maybe 15 times. I gave up and answered it. I would have preferred not to answer, but it might have been Kumiko. Hello, said a woman's voice, one I had never heard before. It belonged neither to Kumiko nor to the strange woman who had called me the other day when I was cooking spaghetti. I wonder if I might possibly be speaking with Mr. Toru Okada, said the voice, as if its owner were reading a prepared text. You are, I said.
The husband of Kumiko Okada?
That's right, I said. Kumiko Okada is my wife.
And Mrs. Okada's elder brother is Noboru Wataya?
Right again, I said with admirable self-control. Noboru Wataya is my wife's elder brother.
Sir, my name is Kano.
I waited for her to go on. The sudden mention of Kumiko's elder brother had put me on my guard. With the blunt end of the pencil that lay by the phone, I scratched the back of my neck. 5 seconds or more went by, during which the woman said nothing. No sound of any kind came from the receiver, as if the woman had covered the mouthpiece with her hand and was talking to someone nearby. Hell.